Hello, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist. When listening to this recording, be sure to only listen to it at night when you are safe and no one and nothing will disturb you. At the end of this recording, you will be given suggestions to fall into a restful sleep. If you are under a doctor's care, you should always consult your physician before using this recording. Never play this recording in a moving vehicle. Thank you and enjoy. Make sure that you are in a good position to become as relaxed as possible. Go ahead and close your eyes. Take a moment to relax your mind and body. Let's take three deep breaths, inhaling slowly, filling your lungs with air. And that's it. And release slowly, exhaling slowly through your mouth. Once again, inhaling slowly, filling your lungs with air. Very good. And release, exhaling very slowly through your mouth. Last one. Inhaling slowly, filling your lungs with air. Good. And release, exhaling slowly through your mouth. And you should be feeling a little more relaxed and at ease. And I want you to picture yourself with the ability to fly. Imagine that you are flying over the Nile River in Egypt. Look at the water moving. You are flying toward the north. And you can see the river flowing northward, just like you. You enjoy your ability to fly. You glide along at different speeds and at different altitudes. You are going fast now, and all you can hear is the sound of wind blowing past your ears. You fly at a lower altitude now. You can see that along the river banks, the Nile is very green and lush. The river is a major source of water, and it allows a lot of vegetation to grow along the banks. Beyond the riverbank, all you can see is a sandy desert for miles and miles. You swoop in a little closer, and you can see the beaches along the Nile. They are white, sandy beaches. You also see many palm trees lining the river. You are a couple hundred feet above the ground. You are now a couple hundred feet above the water. You hear the sound of birds nestling in the palm trees. It is a relaxing sound. The sound of birds singing joyfully as you fly along. You continue to glide through the air. You see houses along the riverbank. You see areas that are more densely populated than others. You see roads and schools. You swoop across the Nile and toward the desert. You can see the Great Pyramids from a great distance. They are very small at first, and as you get closer, flying toward them, they get bigger and bigger, and you circle around them from high above. Each of the pyramids create a point which points toward the sky. From the angle of the sun, each face of the pyramids appears to be a different shade of brown. The pyramids are massive. As you fly closer to them, and you ponder how they were built so many years ago, you slow down a little bit and reach your hand out to touch a pyramid. Your fingertips brush against the rough surface. You feel fortunate to be able to visit the pyramids by flying over them. You take a deep breath and smell the fresh air. You are enjoying your trip, flying over the Nile and seeing the Great Pyramids. This experience has relaxed you, and you continue to fly. You focus on relaxing your entire body. You put your head down so that it is facing the ground. You make sure that your spine and neck are straight and create one long line. You loosen your arms and hands next to your body. You continue to soar and relax as you do. You're just doing these things in your mind. You stretch out your legs, making them feel long, lean, and loose. Look down and see the desert below. See the detail now in the desert. Notice the sand. Notice the people walking around, and you ponder for a moment, thinking about what they might be doing. realizing that most of them are just going about their lives, doing what they do every day. And you think about that for a moment. How wonderful it is to be experiencing this right now in your mind. And you think about where they might be going or what they might be doing. You notice their clothes, the different colors of their clothes. And there are some camels. Notice them. Notice that some people are riding on top of the camels. Notice they have fabric draped over the camels. This fabric is of different colors: blue, yellow, red, and other colors. Notice the texture of the fabric. It's so wonderful to be able to observe all this as you fly overhead. Noticing certain things about the land and the people and the animals and the structures below. And you notice where the wind has created ripples in the sand. The sand is a light orange. And you can see the different areas below. Some areas are flat, and some are hilly. Notice the differences. Notice the contrasts. Notice the beauty. Everything just works together to create a beautiful picture which you can enjoy. And you continue to relax your body now. It is weightless and loose. And you point and relax your feet and toes. That's right. Pointing them outward. And then relaxing them. And then repeating this, stretching your toes as far as you can. And then relaxing them. You feel a little more relaxed now. That's right. You let your feet hang loosely from your ankles. So relaxing. Body is at ease. Your mind feels uncluttered and free. You enjoy soaring through Egypt. Flying is a wonderful feeling. Take a moment now to just fly along and notice the sky. It's a beautiful day. Only a few clouds in the sky. The temperature is just right. The wind you are creating by flying, together with the heat of the sun, create the most wonderful feeling on your skin, the perfect temperature. You fly high into the sky now. Everything looks small below. You look down and you see the Nile. You see the pyramids. And you can barely see the people and the houses and the animals. Everything looks small now as you fly high into the sky and relax. And as you drift down slowly now, allow yourself to relax even more, just enjoying the freedom that you have, the freedom you have to fly here now and enjoy this beautiful day and the wonderful, amazing things you can see in this ancient land. It's so relaxing for you to be here right now. So relax a little more deeply now. That's right. Realizing how relaxed you are and how enjoyable it is to fly. Flying in the sky, high above Egypt, you are relaxed and at ease, just enjoying the feeling of flying. And in just a few moments, you will very slowly and safely descend to the ground. And you will do this as I count from 10 to 1, so that by the time I reach the number 1, you will have landed safely on the ground. Because with each number I count, you soar a little lower and you relax a little more deeply, so that by the time I reach the number 1, you will have drifted safely to the ground and you will be completely relaxed. All right now, 10. Enjoying the sensation of flying and flying a little lower now as you relax a little more deeply now. 9. As you go. 8. Down, down, drifting, floating, relaxing, enjoying the sensation of flying, feeling the wind blowing through your hair, blowing across your body, relaxing you as you soar along and relax even more deeply now. Down, 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 down. Drifting down safely. Imagining yourself flying a little lower and relaxing a little more deeply with each and every moment now that passes. 7. Down a little deeper now. So very, very relaxed as you just drift in your mind and drift downward while you are flying, drifting down very safely and gently, still enjoying the view, enjoying seeing the houses below. pyramids below, the people, the animals, and the beautiful Nile River. Six, drifting down, down, drifting down, relaxing more, and more, so very relaxed, so very at ease now, as you just allow yourself to float a little lower now. That's right, good, drifting down. Closer and closer to the ground now, and you are very safe and relaxed. You're also relaxing your mind, slowing down a little more with each passing moment. Four, down, 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 down. You can now see structures very clearly. See people's faces,
and you can see people's faces.
You can make out details on the buildings. You are relaxed and at ease, and just drifting down,
just
so very, very calm and safe and protected, as you allow yourself to drift down. So relaxed as you go.
So relaxed as you go.
Three, down a little lower now.
Three, down,
drifting, relaxing, allowing yourself to go down, down,
down,
down, and relax more and more.
Relax more.
Feeling so gently,
as you glide
down,
down
to almost on the ground now,
almost on the ground,
enjoying your last few moments of soaring along,
last few moments of
gliding.
That's right.
And at the count of the next number,
and at the count,
you will be on the ground, safe and relaxed,
safe
and all right now. One,
all right now.
Landing gently on your feet,
landing
on the crown,
on your feet.
You are safe and relaxed,
you are safe
and so very, very peaceful now, as you continue to relax,
as you
deeper
to relax
and
deeper,
deeper
and
more.
Deeply relaxed,
deeply relaxed. And as you now relax, you can see in front of you a hallway in your mind.
In front of you a hallway in your mind.
And as you look down the hallway, you can see a door.
Down the hallway, you can see a door.
That door is a door to a room of your own choosing, in which you will feel safe and comfortable.
You will feel safe.
And as you come closer to the end of the hallway,
as you come,
you can see the door more clearly.
You can see the door more clearly.
The door will keep out all of the negative messages,
the door will keep out
all negative words,
messages,
all negative behaviors,
all negative words,
you have perceived from your world as a child,
received,
which made you feel
as a child
bad about yourself.
Which made you feel bad about yourself.
There is no room here for such negative messages.
There is no room here for such negative messages. passages.
I would like you to look at the door very carefully.
I would like you to look at the door very carefully.
Even the doorknob.
Even the doorknob.
And understand that this is a room of your own choosing in which you will feel safe and comfortable.
You will feel safe and comfortable.
Early positive messages and experiences enter. But all negative messages must stay outside.
Messages must stay outside.
And now I want you to open that door
and now I
and walk
want you to
in
open that door and walk in
and close the door behind you
and
look around the room
behind you and look around the room.
This room is safe.
This room is safe.
And you can visit this room anytime you choose.
You can visit this
just
room
by closing your eyes.
Just
look around and enjoy what you see here.
Look around and enjoy what you see here.
I would like you now to sit or lie down
like you
someplace in this safe room.
Someplace in this safe room.
Someplace in the room where you will be comfortable.
Someplace
and can listen carefully to everything.
Say to you carefully to everything I will say to you.
There is a life energy inside of you.
There is
it
a
is
life
unique
energy
to you.
Inside of you.
It is your
it is
life energy, not
it
anyone else's.
Life energy, not anyone else's.
It is the energy which you came from.
It is the energy which you came
life
from.
Life energy only has one purpose.
Life
and that is to help you reach your potential as an individual.
As an individual,
it is protective,
it is healing,
it is protective.
And since it is healing and protective,
and since
it is therefore
loving,
protective, it is therefore loving.
I want you to experience that life energy.
I want you to experience
by feeling a light above your head,
by feeling a light above your head,
a light from which comes a warm stream of energy,
which comes a warm stream.
And this energy surrounds you
like an imaginary cocoon.
Surrounds you
like an imaginary cocoon,
soft and pliable,
and it lets you move around within it.
And it lets you move around within it.
Yet it protects you like a cocoon.
Yet it protects you like a cocoon.
Feel that life energy also penetrating every cell in your body,
also
surrounding you,
penetrating
every cell of your body.
Cell of your body.
This is your life energy.
This is your life.
This
energy.
Is the energy from which you will derive
this is
your
the
charisma.
From which you will derive your charisma.
Your charisma accomplishes two purposes.
Your charisma accomplishes two purposes.
Your charisma protects you from negativity.
Your charisma
and
protects you.
It draws
negativity.
Others to you.
Others to
the life energy from which your charisma is derived
energy
represents your true self,
your natural self,
your essence,
your natural self,
your essence.
It belongs to no one but you.
It belongs to no one but you.
It is protective,
it is healing,
it is
and therefore loving.
It is healing
and therefore loving.
Within that life energy.
Within that life energy.
There are no negative messages.
It is free
from negative messages.
It is free from negative messages.
Negative messages cease to exist here.
Negative messages cease to exist here.
Feel the protective, positive energy.
Feel the protective, positive energy.
Surging through every cell in your body now.
Surrounding
and protecting you.
Surrounding.
Realize that from this energy,
and
you draw your charisma.
Energy, you draw your charisma.
You can pull your charisma out from this energy
and share it with the world.
Energy
and share it with the world.
Imagine now your charisma coming from this energy.
Coming from this energy.
You can make it any color you want.
You can make it any color you want.
Give it a color now.
Give it a
form now.
Give it a form.
Realize that it can change forms.
Realize that it can change forms.
Perhaps sometimes it is a sword.
Perhaps. from which you cut right to the heart of all social matters, drawing attention to yourself, attention that you deserve, positive attention you deserve. Perhaps sometimes it is a shield, perhaps protecting you from negative people and their words. Perhaps sometimes it is a race car,
perhaps sometimes it is a race car.
Fast, swift, it knows its destination.
It knows its destination.
It knows how to get there, and it acts as a vehicle there to take you there. Your life energy has sometimes been expressed. Perhaps it's a still inner voice. Many of us have ignored that voice within ourselves. We have heard our own life energy talking.
Words of wisdom inside us
that we don't always listen to. But these words are really there to protect us. That still inner voice is a nurturing part of you. And that nurturing part is an entity. It exists because it is a kind of spokesperson. A spokesperson for that energy within you. For that essence which is you. That nurturing part of you is capable of healing both mind and body. It is capable of healing and helping those parts of your body that may be unhappy,
those parts of your
that don't feel good about themselves. It is possible for that nurturing self to seek out other parts of yourself that are not happy and help them. Help them become worthwhile in their own eyes. And very importantly, to help them feel loved from inside. Rather than outside. And to help this process, it is worthwhile for this
process
to think about that nurturing part within you. And perhaps to visualize that process going on. Do this as you go about your daily business. Visualize the process helping out those parts of you that are not as happy inside. And doing this loving process in a way that comes naturally to you. In your mind's eye, as you continue think about the nurturing part of you. And stimulate that aspect of you. And it will become stronger within you. And because it comes to have charisma that you derive from your life energy, you must make sure that all parts of you are happy. This process will become easier. An energy that is more than skin deep. An energy that comes from your core. And what you stand for. By doing this healing process on a regular basis, you will ensure that when you project your charisma from your life energy, it is rock solid energy through and through. It is rock solid, unstoppable, and unstoppable. So as your healing progresses, you will come to feel better about yourself. You will come to feel stronger about yourself, and more self-confident, and stronger, and therefore happier. And when you feel happier and better about yourself, the world will respond to you in a more positive way. So imagine yourself now in a social in which you want to use your charisma. Imagine it taking a shape. Taking a shape from your life energy. Your life energy gives it a shape. Anything you choose. And now you will use that energy in the form. See yourself choosing your energy. See yourself charisma, which is derived from your life energy. See yourself influencing people. See yourself getting what you want. See yourself standing tall and firm. Regardless of your height, you stand tall and firm. It is as if you tower above everyone else. Because your charisma is so powerful. Because it allows you to do this. And day by day, you will become better and better. At using your charisma and better at choosing a shape of your charisma. Whether offensively a shape or defensively. And then putting that shape to good use. And this will become easier and easier for you day by day. So I want you to practice every day. For at least the next few weeks. Taking your life energy, choosing a shape for life energy, and then using that charisma in that shape. And with practice and diligence and belief in yourself, very soon the charisma will be automatic. For you. You have created a safe place in your mind. Which blocks out negativity. Further protects you. Where you can channel your life energy. So bring it into your everyday life. And soon there will be no need to think about all of this. No need to think about form or shape. It will just be automatic. You will automatically have what you need offensively. In every situation in your life. And you will always have this for the rest of your life. So congratulations on your powerful choice. To tap into your life power. And use your true charisma. And you've realized ever since you were a small child. You are special in a very good way. Are a good person. Stand for what is right. Feel these feelings within you now. these feelings within you.
Just like you felt when you were a child. Just like you felt when you were a child.
You realized that you would make a difference.
You realized that you would make a difference.
You have all of the skill, all of the power,
all of the ability,
all of the power,
and all of the determination,
and all of the
determination. To do anything you want to do.
To do anything you want to do.
And you realize now that this is what confidence is all about.
This is what confidence,
having a belief in yourself that is inside.
Having a belief in yourself that is inside.
So see yourself now as I am silent.
So see yourself now as I am
in a situation.
In a situation.
In which you are surrounded by other people.
In which you are surrounded by other people.
There is no need to display how powerful you are.
There is no need to display how powerful,
because you feel it.
It is internal.
It is
internal. How powerful and wonderful you are.
You know how powerful and wonderful.
So imagine being among people.
So imagine
being
calmly confident.
Calmly
as I am silent.
As I am silent.
realize because you are so confident,
and you realize because you are
always
so confident.
Look out for yourself.
You always protect yourself.
You always make sure that you receive
proper respect.
Silent.
light and carefree you feel now. Light and carefree. It feels good to be calm and stress-free. To be calm and stress-free. You realize that stress is only in your imagination. Is only in your life occurs in your mind. Your life occurs in your mind. When you change your mind, you change your life. So change your mind now and decide to be calm. Your mind now. Imagine as I am silent. Imagine as I am. The changes silent. You will make in your life. The changes you will make in your to life. To make it more calm and peaceful to make and relaxed. And peaceful and relaxed. There are some activities, or perhaps there are some activities which are inappropriate in your life, which are and are no longer conducive to you, and are no living a calm, conducive to you, relaxed, peaceful, happy calm, life. Relaxed, peaceful, happy perhaps life. There are some changes you need to make. Perhaps there are some changes. Imagine you need as make. I am silent. Imagine as I am silent. Making those changes. Making those changes. That you always look for changes that you can make in your life. Look for changes positive, that you can make in your life. Powerful, wonderful positive, changes that powerful, you can make. Wonderful changes that you can make. Which enhance your quality of life. Which enhance your quality of life. Imagine yourself living a new life. Imagine yourself in which you are calm. Life. In which you are see calm. Yourself. See yourself doing one of your normal activities as I am silent. One of your normal activities. See yourself doing it in a new way. See yourself doing it in a calm, relaxed, in a focused, happy way. Focused, happy way. like you to see yourself doing another activity in your life, something you normally do in your life. Yet you are doing it differently.
Yet you are doing it
because you have changed your mind.
Because you have decided your mind
to do it in a calm, peaceful, relaxed, fun, and focused way.
Imagine this now,
as I am silent.
Imagine this now,
as I am silent.
Ever since you were a small child,
ever since you are special
in a very good way,
or special in a very good
way, you are a good person.
You are.
You ultimately stand for what is right.
Ultimately stand.
Feel these feelings within you now.
Feel these feelings within you.
Just like you felt when you were a child.
Just like you felt when you were a
child. You realized that you would make a difference.
You realized.
You have all of the skill,
all of the power,
all of the ability,
all of the power,
and all of the determination,
and all of
to do anything you want to do,
to do anything you want to do.
And you realize now that this is what confidence is all about.
This is what confidence.
Having a belief in yourself that is inside.
Belief in yourself that is inside.
So see yourself now as I am silent.
So see yourself now.
In a situation
in
which you are surrounded by other people,
in which you are surrounded by other people.
There is no need to display how powerful you are,
need to display how powerful
because you feel it.
It is internal.
You know how powerful and wonderful you are.
You know how powerful and wonderful.
So imagine being among people.
So imagine being
and being
people.
Calmly confident.
Being calmly
as I am silent.
As I am silent.
and you realize that you are confident in every situation. I'd like you now to imagine yourself in a situation in which you display your confidence by standing up for yourself. There are always times when we need to stand up for ourselves. You never hesitate to stand up for yourself when it is necessary and justified. So as I am silent, imagine yourself standing up for yourself. Good. And you realize because you are so confident, you always look out for yourself. You always protect yourself. You always make sure that you receive proper respect. And as you continue to relax, every breath you take is soothing you. Focus now on your breathing. I wonder how much attention you have paid to the many different thoughts floating through your mind. Your mind is so active even while it relaxes. And then you can become aware of how difficult it is to remember what I was talking about exactly 7 minutes ago. And you can try to remember what I was saying 9 minutes ago, or what you were thinking 4 minutes ago. Doesn't it seem like too much
try to remember all of that. It takes more effort than it's worth. So relax. Relax comfortably and understand that you don't have to remember what I was saying when it's too much work to do. You can choose to remember to forget what I said, or to forget to remember what I said. The choice is yours. Wonderful.